Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Well, I think it started with Halas and Lombardi and the close proximity that the Packers are in that northern state, whatever they call Wisconsin.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
I think that's funny. All right. 3 o'clock. Wow, we better get this party started. Here's Groups.
Thank you, Bug. Just Breaks and...
What?
Crap, what is it?
Oh, no.
Don Davis Auto Group, bring you Dan.
His admiration club has disappeared.
So they have a Groups club at your high school?
The Glee Club.
At Bob's high school? At Liberty Wind or whatever it is?
At Groups High School.
Oh.
Liberty Wind.
By the way...
Liberty Westlake.
What's the Liberty thing? Oh, you know the guy who's the coach... A Flower Mound, who said we could practice baseball with him.
Okay.
He says his center fielder has just been recruited by Liberty.
Wow.
Is that good? Is Liberty a good baseball program?
It's fast track to the big leagues,
Doug. That means he couldn't make the Duncanville High School team.
Really?
Uh-oh.
You want to stick with that, do you?
You going to be able to go great game, Snake?
Uh-oh. We could have a
I don't know who's pitching. I'm sure I'll have to go all
you're going to say that.
So why wear cleats?
About my school.
Anybody strapped on those shoes yet? I'm just wearing my running shoes out here.
I'm going to challenge you to a 40-yard dash right now.
You can get me. You can take this old boot.
But I better get my licks in now, huh?
Yeah.
Are you interested in sawing off your cast like John Travolta was in Urban Cowboy? When he had just had it on for too long, he had to saw it off himself.
Well, this is Velcro, so I really wouldn't need a saw.
So, yes?
So
yes.
Come on, man.
And I don't know if I'm going to.
We've got a road show Friday. Why don't you do it there?
All I have to do is un-Velcro it. That's all that needs
to be. It needs to be sawed off.
That'd be a good promotion.
Right. Maybe sawing of the cast.
I don't know who's going to saw it off.
I'm sure it'll have to be me.
You know, you can get Kat's new video thing up there.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those. You guys buy one of those yet?
The flip video?
Dude, I got to get one.
That's what the daughter in 24 used.
What are they?
To video her sex with the reporter.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
She used something.
Okay. That's what I'm going to use it for.
Yeah, I want to know how to do that.
Man. I got to remember that next time I blackmail somebody for sex.
Whoa,
now, what did you tell me, Dan? You should get the camera in from her perspective, her point of view?
Yes, female POV. It's awesome. It's really a great selling point.
Now you wonder why they don't want to do it? You can see yourself.
Dan McDowell's female POV.
Today is Tuesday, April 7th. Like, what's worse than that? Why would a guy want to watch a video from her perspective?
What a nightmare.
It's Norm.
Norm's just happy
Norm,
to be in there somewhere.
Female POV.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. What's today's date?
Today is Tuesday, April 7th. The 97th day of the year. There are 268 days left in 2009.
This will kind of be like forever known, like Pearl Harbor Day is, how we know it's December 7th. April 7th, we'll always remember it as the day that Blake Griffin turned pro.
John, shut up. Are you guys doing a segment on that?
One?
We're doing a whole hour.
Did you see A?
Now will he still play quarterback?
What did Taylor announce?
He's
President Taylor?
He's a senior.
Roofing or auto mechanic?
Whoa.
Ooh.
That's space right there.
That's a double pile, Holmes.
You know what I read on one of the many message boards that
I'm saying, pal?
That would be the greatest press conference.
if after Blake,
I'm groovy.
Taylor sitting right next
to
him.
Got two hats.
A hard hat.
a hard hat and a tie.
And a staple gun.
Maybe one's All Pro Foundation Repair, the other's Baker Brothers.
What's wrong with those companies?
Maybe a train conductor's hat.
On this day in 1927,
Nothing's wrong with them.
No, but a guy said, you know, I read that Taylor could have been an all-pro. Don't lower the music!
Go ahead.
Come on, we're all interested in
that. He could be all NFL defensive tackle if he wanted to. He ought to just go try out.
If he wanted to.
Yeah.
That's quite a story.
I'm really not into the NFL. They play on Sundays.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to get paid.
I'm more of a 2 or 3 game a week guy.
On this day in 1927, an audience in New York watched as the image and voice of Commerce Secretary Herbert Hoover were transmitted live from Washington in the first successful long-distance demonstration of television, Mike.
I remember that. What was that like?
Hello.
Like, did you guys used to have to go to the corner store to watch the big broadcast? Like the whole town would gather at the one TV?
Stand outside and watch through the window?
Yeah.
And why
did that work?
Why did you have such an angry reaction when the magic box started making noises and you went and got a hammer and just destroyed it?
I bet you, what year was your dad?
Was it like magic? What did you think of TV?
Burn it.
I don't know. I never knew a time when it didn't exist.
When did your dad, when was he born?
1917.
So he remembers that.
Yes, he would remember that.
He yanked the radio out of the wall and threw it right into the furnace.
Now, if he actually remembers it, we've got a real story then.
There were evil spirits in that talking box.
Why?
He passed off.
Well, y'all really don't have much today, do you?
Who is that?
Your mom.
Why would today be any different?
I don't know.
Interloper.
Let's see.
Kanye?
I would like it if you guys could wish a happy birthday to a great P1. His name is Little Chad Strokeface Color. He is turning 40 and just had a baby.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, Dan.
What? Happy birthday, Little Chad Strokeface.
Bob, did someone make fun of your little flyover? P1 birthday, day one, P1 IndyCar Tim, 38 today. His daughter, IndyCar Chloe, is 13.
Stop it.
Thank you, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim and Chloe.
Let's see here. And then we've got the 36th birthday of Kevin in Frisco. P.S. Powell. What does that mean?
Are we getting any pictures of these or anything?
They're all guys.
Hey, you want a picture of Tim?
Yeah, but I mean, usually
Chad Stroke Face Heater Muffin. I mean, what do you want?
But the usually, bearskin rug. Here's Tim.
You know, the one who petitions is females.
Here's Tim. You want the?
Sometimes there are nice jug shots in it. That's all.
You want like the Burt Reynolds pose?
No, I'm not interested in that.
Was that on the bearskin or was that Joe Namath?
I think it was George Costanza. This guy's foot up.
In other birthday news, Thurl Bailey is 48.
Thurl, NC State.
Thurl Bailey.
Yes, he was.
The Utah Jazz.
Didn't she wear that big hat?
It's Pearl.
But what if it was Pearl Bailey that helped the 83 Wolfpack win in Albuquerque?
Rondé Barber is 34.
What our old Tiki
Tampa,
is.
He's black.
Tiki
would you
Barber
like
is 34.
A few Paul Harvey jokes.
Today's show.
Yeah,
what's that?
I would.
What'd you say, Mike?
Would you like a few Paul Harvey jokes?
Yes,
like,
a few.
Like a few?
Would love more a few,
than,
Mike.
More than one?
How about two?
I don't have any Paul Harvey jokes.
Oh.
Well, don't tease us like that, then.
You'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right. General fans, unite.
Didn't All you right. Think, didn't your wife think Tiki Barber was a member of the Dallas Cowboys?
Minnie Manny is 34.
Yeah. Who?
Minnie Manny.
Oh, really?
My wife thinks Tiki Barber is hot. And Rondé, I guess.
Young Ron Belliard.
34. He's about to break out, though. Have a good feeling about Ron Belliard.
I'd like to assure our fans that it is a little too early to panic. even though we sunk to 16th out of 16 right. after opening day.
How much money do you
Things
put in this
didn't
a year?
Go well yesterday.
Did you guys put in $500?
It's free.
Come on, you guys talked me into renewing season tickets this year, what? And we get that. What is went it, wrong?
How much is it, Donovan?
I have no idea.
Dan, how much is it? More than 500.
If you knew, you would be sad.
It's free.
1500.
Yeah. It's free.
Well, what I can't figure out is, if it is that much money, why don't you guys take it more seriously?
We
How
do?
Could we take it more seriously than we do?
We joke about it on the air, but we're very
serious. Well, I thought it was really jokey, and you let TC in your draft, and I mean, what the hell?
We were on an airplane. What do you want us to do? Ask Look. The Stars to come back early for our fantasy baseball draft?
Yes.
What went wrong yesterday?
Mr. Hall, I have a question.
And I heard the team you have. I heard you run down the roster. Dude.
That's the worst team in history.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
They couldn't beat last year's Rangers.
Easy.
Ooh.
He's right.
I love the Rangers.
Right. Jimmy Rollins all by himself would have something to say.
TC.
Description, though?
He had a really rough year.
Probably not. Rangers.
Is TC going to get that?
A Cumulus Station.
Squared away?
You know what? He could probably get it pirated.
Oh, the guy, wow. There it is. Hold on.
I think DirecTV might be offering a free preview.
Oh, yeah. It might be
week.
The first free couple days, huh?
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
A little free taste. Really is.
Now, the Rays put in Kapler in the starting nine.
I remember we had Spice for free at my house for like 2 days.
Oh, my God. I had to 10-year subscription.
Adrian Beltre is 31.
Seattle. She's pretty good.
Tony Dorsett, 55.
Look, I don't like it when generals management clams up.
We're fine.
We need to know your payroll.
And I want to know who didn't produce yesterday. What went wrong?
We got a lot of callers yesterday.
One day, Mike.
Why did we take the trouncing that we did after you guys swore that things were going to be better and I renewed?
Aren't Indians fans saying the same thing today?
Is this more fun than fantasy football? It sounds like a beating.
It's amazingly intoxicating.
It's a beating.
Don't your beards clam up.
Buster Douglas is 49.
He's black.
The great Buster Douglas. I
Please.
Will never,
right.
ever, ever, ever forget where I was when I heard the news.
Leading statement guy.
He might have provided us with the most out of the greatest, most out of the blue sports night we've ever had.
Yeah.
Maybe the biggest upset in sports history.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Go that far.
This goes,
so where
this
were
goes
you, Snake?
Beyond upset, though.
You I were was, totally, you had a bong somewhere in the room.
I was finishing a shift at J. Pepe's. My, that's where I worked. And I remember a guy walked up to me and he said, he started off laughing.
He raised his flag.
Weren't you hitting yourself with your van?
It's the wrong restaurant.
I slipped the pot leaf shirt on.
I'm so wasted.
And then he said, you know what happened tonight, don't you? I'm like, no. He goes, man, Tyson lost.
Neither do I.
And the words Tyson lost were just... Those two words could never be put together in the same sentence.
Fell to your knees.
That's a home run.
Tyson wouldn't get to the second round back then, you know?
Yeah, I know. When did he get knocked out? In the 10th?
I don't think it went that far.
I think it was the 10th.
Oh, that's in Boston? They should have Gabe in the lineup.
Look how Dustin sprints around the bases.
Oh, look how he gave the finger to Evan Grant right there. Nice.
Boy, he really loves baseball.
He's so scrappy.
He got there early today, too. Took a little extra BP, and now look at it pay off.
Look at that. He did it again.
He still can't hit the high inside pitch.
Reggie Langhorne is 46.
He definitely can.
Well.
Who's the 10th?
That's a well, Reggie Langhorne.
Sure is.
That's why I wore this shirt today. My Cleveland Browns shirt.
Brownie.
Ricky Waters is 40.
Oh, that's an Eagles spin.
So who you guys taking at 5? Have you talked it over with Mangenius?
Mangina.
And when do you get that started in Cleveland?
Mick Abrahams is 66.
I.
Foreigner.
I.
They list him as Guitar Man.
I.
The Guitar Man.
We're just waiting. Waiting in the weeds.
Guitar Man. Sings that song.
Was it too easy?
No, that's not easy.
Mike got Jethro Tull, of course.
Who sings the Guitar Man?
Bread.
Bread.
Yes.
Bread.
Who's on the radio? You know,
who wants to hear some bread?
Who are that?
makes me hungry.
Jackie He's Chan gonna is 55.
Steal the show, you know, baby.
Oh,
hello,
Mr.
Bow Wow.
Hello,
Mr. Bow Wow.
Francis Ford Coppola, 70.
Greatness.
Would
you guys think that 24 jumped the shark and Jackie Chan joined the show?
No.
Not that 24's already hadn't already jumped the shark, because you know he's in talks.
And he's president?
As long as, who's the black guy that's his partner?
Chris Tucker.
Yeah, if he's with him, I'm in.
What Jackie Chan's in talks with 24?
Yes,
I love it.
So Jack dies, but Chris, they kind of take over.
Jackie Chan,
franchise, keep going.
Giant 24.
You don't have to tell me what to do, Mr. President!
Russell Crowe is 45.
Who is that?
Chris Tucker. The great Russell Crowe.
He used to be part of the Big Three, didn't he?
American Gangsta.
The Big Five.
How long is Fenway open, Mike?
I think 1432.
How much longer do we have with Fenway?
It's right after Stonehenge.
Into perpetuity.
Right.
Yeah, they're just adding to it, dogs.
So Stonehenge, then Fenway.
Good times are only starting.
The Druids first finished with Stonehenge, and then they built Fenway.
Fifth deck.
They predicted baseball.
Are we going this summer?
Love the game.
We going?
You're just
going
to build up.
Annual trip. Sure.
Our annual trip. We leave it Friday at 3.
Stonehenge was a calendar.
We drive.
Drive.
James Garner is 81.
Rockford Files was genius.
Rockford Files sucked. So reminded me of my dad.
Porn. It did suck.
It reminded me of my dad.
Yeah, well, not so the show, just him watching.
Like your dad was like Jim Rockford.
No, just,
mind the 70s show your dad was like.
Your dad lived on a boat?
He drove a,
my dad loved it.
Gold I just remember Trans Am?
As soon as the theme music started, you hear the familiar whoosh of a Coors can opening. And
and then you knew 20 minutes later you had to have a cold one in his hand or else
right. You're going to get a smack.
Wayne Rogers is 76.
Mash.
And now, here's some spares.
Mash when it was funny.
Ooh, that's a shot at BJ Honeycutt.
Sorry, caught like I see it.
Still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Cardboard.
Wasn't she a porn actress?
Brett Tomko is 36.
Brett!
What do you think of that, Mick?
Is he in the league this year?
Brett Tomko?
Yeah.
I don't know if he is, though. The Generals are going to snap him up.
What is this? But we'll trade you something valuable for him.
God.
Jimmy Rollins for Brett Tomko.
Michael Kofer, 49.
Kofer.
Linebacker.
Ricky Bonus, 40.
Well.
Man.
Did we have some high hopes pinned to that once
Let's
upon a time?
Let's gather around Bonus. And discuss the optimism of the day he was acquired.
God. Ooh, look who's down there on Ellen. The hardline zone, Clint Eastwood.
Hey, now.
Is she still married to what's her name?
Ellen.
Yeah, Portia. Absolutely.
Clark Gillies.
What do you think? Is she going to give her up? You think she's going to get Portia?
You mean Mandy Rogers?
I wouldn't.
Which is her real name?
Isn't he on Dancing with the Stars?
Why are you bashing
Clark
Portia
Gillies?
De Rossi?
I'm telling you what her real name is. Mandy Rogers.
No, he's a hockey great.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
She's not hot when she's
what's
Mandy
wrong with
Rogers.
Mandy Rogers?
Or is he playing
what's
his
It's not
days?
Cool like oh, Portia De Rossi.
55.
Oh.
Who'd the Brewers give up to get Ricky Bonus?
That was the Gary Sheffield deal.
That's right. Traded with Matt Mieske and Jose Valentin for Gary Sheffield. See, that's not bad return. That's three important pieces to the 92 Brew Crew.
I'm going to go ahead and guarantee a D-Rays victory today over the Sox.
Ooh.
Just go ahead and mark it down.
Go ahead.
All right, this is a big pitch here for James Shields.
You watching Rescue Me tonight, Dan? Missed.
Cuts right through.
Is it on?
Yes, it's the mirrors tonight at 9.
Totally.
That show sucks.
It does.
It's
and Dan
stupid
knows it.
Show.
Whatever.